Welcome to the Mother Effer Podcast. I'm Beth.
And I'm Jessie.
We are two moms who are ready to stop being polite.
And start getting real about this thing called motherhood. Because motherhood is no joke, y'all.
So put on your big girl panties.
Grab a drink.
And let's do this thing.
This is the real start of our podcast.
Listen.
Hey, guys.
We told you we'd make it worth your while.
Yes. We are so pumped to be back. And this week, we know that you guys were super disappointed that you that you checked your podcast portal and there was no new episode on Thursday.
Which I know my mom was disappointed.
I know. I got lots of texts. I know. And so it's only because we have a very special episode that's going to be released on Sunday. And we are recording here on Saturday night with a guest, which we haven't done in a while.
Right.
Yes. Excuse me. I want to introduce now. I know her as Brianna Bailey, but she's since been divorced. So I don't know if you still go by Bailey. Is it still Bailey?
Yeah.
Okay. Bailey. All right. So
it's way too hard to change.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
But you can be whoever you want on Facebook,
girl.
I am.
And me too.
I am on Facebook.
And you actually, when Apple picked up when you called me or texted me sometime and it picked up your new, you changed your photo and it picked up your new name.
Well,
is it Bard?
Name, Bach.
Oh, yes, yeah, I was close. Okay, yeah. All right.
So. Now I'm not incognito. There you go.
Hey, everybody.
Exposed.
It's 2685 Lavender Street.
Yes. So, I met Brianna when our eldest, mm-hmm. went to Park Road Montessori together. They became good friends, and we have been friends for several years
Probably
getting
kicked out of Park Road now.
Yeah. And, we have gone through some things together, and Brianna has a whole bunch of fun things and silly things and shitty things to talk about, which is great. We always love all that. We laugh
through
the shit.
Can't always be me.
We laugh through the shit. So, so we're here to talk. I want to get into her divorce a little bit.
Oh, God.
Yeah, because it's very different from yours, Beth. Very different.
You got to look at both sides of the coin.
Exactly, yeah. And talk about our shitty teenagers and, you know, just general life stuff.
Yeah, with our the good stuff.
Yes, so we've made our drinks, our old fashions.
Yep.
Buckle up, kids. It's going to be a fun one.
What is going on tonight? Let me just... We have spent the last hour and a half, per usual, trying to figure out how computers work. And half of the material you should have been hearing was just spouted out into the universe.
Yeah.
With no recording. Hopefully we'll get it back one day.
Yeah.
Hopefully one day we'll figure out how to make a podcast, within 10 minutes.
I know. No fun. We spend an hour trying to figure out the technical stuff and drinking, and that's the fun part. So
it is, but it's awkward because I said it's like we're at a weird, awkward party because
we can't
just
talk
stare
to
at each other.
Yeah, it's just like don't say too much.
Right, and then
don't
give
away the good stuff.
And we start laughing, and one of us is like, "Stop talking!"
It's like being at a cotillion.
I've never been to a cotillion.
You
have you ever been
there.
To a real live one?
No.
Oh,
did
my
you
God.
Do it? You didn't do it?
No.
Do it?
My friend did.
Did you do it?
I'm not from here.
I did not do it. My parents were hippies. No, we didn't do that shit.
Right.
No.
I grew up in Florida. That's a Yankee state.
I think Cotillion.
I know. Isn't it the most Yankee Southern state ever?
It really
most
is.
Fucked up state ever.
Well, so I think Cotillion in New York City is your, what is the last sacrament?
What, it's like a coming
confirmation.
Party, right? Like a coming out party, like a sweet 16,
We don't have quinceañeras for everybody in the Northeast.
Really?
No.
That's a big thing.
The Irish Catholics accept the Catholic faith as their own.
Well, of course,
and
but
then
I'm
we're
saying,
adults.
There's not a lot of quinceañeras up in the North.
Oh, I'm sure there are.
Oh, okay. I was confused. Okay. All
we right. really should start over.
Take two.
We have digressed by far.
So, how was everybody's Halloween? Did you survive? Did you survive Halloween?
I had zero trick or... No, I had 20 trick-or-treaters. I was disappointed.
Yeah, that's not very many.
I had one.
What?
One?
We don't have any kids. My kids are the last kids in the neighborhood.
Oh, wow. Dang. Okay.
Well, in the cul-de-sac.
Nice. Right,
know.
right. Okay. See, we're...
We have the last little one.
Well, did you take him out?
Yeah, we go out. We got in the neighborhood. It was actually very busy in the neighborhood because you have to go to down the hill into the actual neighborhood.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that was very busy and that was great. And Drew thought it was the most amazing thing.
How old is Drew now?
Four.
Oh,
aww.
He's so And he was your surprise baby.
He was my, oh, fuck, baby.
Yeah.
I'm almost 40, baby. Yeah. What the hell?
Yeah.
That's a funny story.
Okay.
Right? I'm here for it.
Let's hear it.
So, you know, like, you tell your husband, like, the pill's making me crazy, you better go get snapped.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Of course. And he didn't.
He didn't do it.
Of course
and
not.
I was like, just so you know, I'm going to end up pregnant.
Yeah.
Because like, so he was like, hey, babe.
Yeah.
Let's do it. And you were like, I'd love to. And just know we're going to get pregnant.
And he did not.
Okay, so that's not how.
No, that's really not.
There was no protection, no pulling out, none of that.
I wish this was like drunk history where there were people playing out my whole
16 years, I'm pretty sure there's no pulling out.
Really?
Who has time for that?
Oh my God, we do. Well, we
got a whole fucking basketball team, so we only have two. But anyways,
it's a surefire way. Let's get pregnant.
Well, you know what else is a surefire way? Go get your balls snipped.
Yes, this is true.
So anyways, so I'm, you know, traveled for work, and I was like, oh, I'm just not feeling right. I was in Miami, like, oh, I'm lightheaded. Maybe it's the heat.
Wait, I forgot. Did we discuss why you had sex with him to begin with?
Well, they were married.
Oh, I'm just saying, I had that whole, like, hey, girl, and you said, no, that's not how it happened. I wanted to know how it happened.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it didn't go down that way. I mean, knowing my husband, that's not how it went down. Like, he wasn't like, hey, girl, let me get some. You know, it just happened. I mean, I probably pounced on him or something.
So, long story short,
mm-hmm. I'm in Miami. I take a test. I'm like, holy fuck. Dylan's with me.
And how old's Dylan? 10?
8. No, he was like 8 or 9, right? 8? 8 and a half-ish. Maybe 8 and a half. So anyways, I'm like, oh, fuck. My brother and sister-in-law, I had to work in Miami, so they live in Florida, so they came to visit or whatever. They were hanging out in Miami. So I call Buddy. Oh, should I say that? So I call my other...
It's too late now, bitch!
Blurp it out! Sleep it out.
Damn it. Squirrel.
Girl.
The first episode, we were like 8 hair. Listen, I have children and I don't give a fuck.
We tried not to say their names and we're like, fuck it, whatever.
I don't have time to name my kids macaroni for my fucking blog.
I know. H was a J, and yeah, no.
My mom's gonna tell me I curse too much now.
I don't know what you do. I've been meaning to talk to you about it, but you know,
they have support groups. So I call him. He's at work, and I was like, "Hey, I gotta tell you something."
Oh God, over the phone.
He's like, "Hey, so I'm pregnant." He goes dead silent. It was like, "I gotta go." Click.
Oh, my God.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Oh, my God.
He was so freaked out. We didn't even talk about it for 8 months.
Wait. What? How?
I was finally looked at him and was like, this is fucking happening. Like, do you see my stomach? He just was so... He didn't want a third.
Yeah, and I thought about that.
I had bounced around, like, I wanted a third. No, I don't. Yes, I do. Yeah, yeah. You know, so I was like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Of course, I was, like, pushing 40, and it was awful. Being pregnant at 40 is awful.
Is it really?
Yeah, tell us about it. I want to know.
I mean, it was a while ago. So.
I'm super curious.
Okay, so I'm
you're not going to be there, though.
Well, but I had Jack at 22, and
oh
then
my
I had
God,
Ava.
You were like,
wait, tell me that again.
Breastfeeding yourself.
Hello? Yeah, I had Jack when I was 22.
I got married when I was 22.
Yeah. I got married at 27.
Yeah, I got married at 21.
I wasn't even having sex then.
Had a baby at 22.
Oh, what the fuck? You didn't even have like a honeymoon? We're going to have to talk about
a child. She didn't have a childhood.
No, we're going to have to discuss in a different podcast.
And then and then I had Ava at 30, I was 30, almost 36. So like the difference between
I was just getting geriatric, I guess.
Just getting started. Well, they did tell you that at 40.
They tell you that at 35, friend. I went in there and they said, well, you know, you're going to have to come in more often. We're going to have to do more tests because, you know, you're a geriatric pregnancy.
Yeah, they looked at me and I was like,
are you fucking kidding me?
I'm fat and geriatric. This is fucking awesome.
Right. Awesome. Okay. All right.
So,
perfect.
I had Dylan at 27. No. No, I lied. I got married at 27. I had Dylan right
at
27.
It's okay. This is let it be a revelation on our podcast.
So I'm one of those people I know. I'm like, what fucking year am I in?
Yeah.
I had Dylan at 27. I had Lauren at 32-ish, okay. maybe.
Lauren.
Lauren's my middle. And then Drew I had at 39. So both boys, I was like 6 weeks for my birthday. So 30 and 40.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm one of those people that I love being pregnant. Like, I would be a surrogate for somebody.
This is different.
Loved it. I can't gain weight.
What?
I put on 8 pounds with Drew.
Holy shit.
Eight, because I think I lost so much. I think I lost like 30.
You guys should see the side eye Jesse and I are giving each other right now.
No, I love it. Like, being pregnant is the best thing.
I gained 48 pounds with Jack.
I gained enough to be another whole fucking person.
Right. Because 25 was the most I ever gained, and that was with Dylan.
Okay, Brianna. Okay. We're not that kind of podcast.
Well, you know.
Yeah, but
she's so.
But funny. Afterwards, do you want to not hear about how I just put my jeans on 2 weeks after I delivered?
Oh, go fuck yourself.
I just fit into, after 19 months, can fit into jeans again. Yeah, I wore
my 2 years ago. Pre-pregnancy jeans. Yeah. But that was with Dylan. So on the third one, it's not the same.
No.
So 40, being pregnant at 40 was fucking awful. Like, I didn't eat the whole pregnancy. I was so nauseous. And I traveled for work.
Oh,
so,
my God. Traveling on a plane when you're nauseous is the worst.
Well, and I was like 9 months pregnant. I was like 3 weeks from my due date on an airplane.
Oh, girl, you're not supposed to do that shit.
I had to work.
You're not trying to.
I had to work. Who's going to pay the bills?
Oh, my God.
That's so true.
So, I mean, you got to work.
This is a whole side quest I want to go on now about how fucking bullshit it is that you had to work in person.
Yes, and travel. How dangerous is
that
shit?
Well, I got kicked out of the emergency exit. She said I was too big. She's like, ma'am, there's no one. You can't help anybody.
She was very
sweet about it, but she's basically, I was like, get your big pregnant ass out of the emergency exit.
Right.
And I'm like, bitch, you're going to make me sit in regular seat?
Right.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, it definitely is different. Like, I love being pregnant, but with Drew, I was like, man, you go ahead and take him out, take all the shit inside out with him.
Did you have a C-section?
I had 3 C-sections, which is why I have this giant FUPA.
A what?
Listen, they're fucking
You don't
in.
Know what a FUPA
a
is?
What?
You know what?
Eat a dick. Eat a dick, Jesse.
I have never heard
you
of that word.
Obviously, she doesn't have one either.
No, exactly. What is it?
If you had one, you would know.
It's your fat upper pussy area. It's where your C-section line flops over. Your stomach
know what
flops
FUPA
over.
Stands for.
You didn't know?
No, I just thought it was a clever word.
No, oh it's my God, where. Yeah. Oh my God.
See,
because when they
eat a dick,
that
was though.
Eat a dick.
So they sew you up so tight that your stomach just flops over it.
God, why do they do that?
No, like they tie your vagina tight when you have a vaginal delivery. They tie your stomach tight.
They tie anything when you have a vaginal delivery.
Sew it up?
Sew you up.
Well, they do.
If you rip.
Did you rip?
What, you didn't rip?
The first one I did a little.
No, babies are fun size.
No. He cut me. I did an episiotomy.
But that's the same thing. Ripping or cutting.
Yeah.
All right, listen. I don't know if I can be friends with either one of you anymore.
I have 3 C-sections. I have no ass left. Does that make you feel better?
I have
no
3
no
C-sections.
Okay.
And I still have the FUPA and no abs.
No. No.
And
I don't have abs.
After 4 kids.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking hot dog down the hallway. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, of course. I get that. Me too,
they
girl.
They don't sew us up more.
No.
There's people who do it. They have the husband stitch.
Oh.
Truth is.
What?
I've heard about that.
Yeah, girl.
The husband stitch?
Yeah, they want it nice and tight. Yeah, yep. Nice and
they're
tight.
They're like, another stitch for me so that,
That's really fucked up.
Disgusting.
So, all the things they don't tell you after a C-section, right? Like when you stand up and the blood gushes outside of you.
This one had one.
It's awful.
She's like, I'm not here, girl.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's awful. Fellow listeners, I'm pointing to Caroline, our sound engineer / producer, who also had a C-section.
Anyways, we're totally digressing. But yeah, so having one at 40 was way harder.
Yeah.
Way harder. Like, nothing even tastes good.
What about, like, the recovery? Like postpartum, was it harder, too?
Mentally and physically.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I went right back to work. So what I think it was harder on my ex-husband.
Oh, my God.
Because he was stuck with 3 kids and a newborn.
Oh my God. Did you not have any time off?
3 kids, one of them being a newborn?
One of them being a newborn, yeah. I only have 3. I was smart and stopped.
Well,
but yeah, they asked me about it. They asked me if I wanted my tubes tied while I was in there, and I was like, tie them, take them out. I don't fucking care.
They took mine out.
I just went ahead and removed them. I was like, good for that. And then,
see, the thing is you can do that vaginally now. What? And after I
tie them?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Serious. That's after I had my fourth. Yeah. My doctor's like, you want me to get up in there?
I just envisioned someone, like, slapping a glove up and...
But no one offered me... Like, no one offered to tie my tubes after any of my kids.
Okay, yeah, she offered. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I was so done with people being anywhere near me that I'm like, yeah. Just go.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
He's getting the vasectomy. I'm done.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know I was going to get divorced.
Yeah.
I have four children.
Yeah.
I can get pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I did not want to be you. Sorry, girl.
Yeah. It's...
I turned 40 the year I got divorced, so I didn't... I was like, I can't have kids. I can't do this again.
I wouldn't trade it for the world having Drew, but... starting over, the boys are 10 years apart.
Yeah.
You know, my oldest sister is 8 years older than me.
Yeah.
Because my mom, mm-hmm. so 6 years after my brother... He was just about to start kindergarten.
Jack, too. Jack was 10 when Ava was born.
Yeah, so we were looking at empty... We're 4 or 5 years from being empty nesters. Now we got a 4-year-old.
Right, exactly. So how old was Drew when you guys got divorced?
4.
Okay. So, like, officially? Or,
yeah,
like...
4.
Okay. How long have you been separated, though? You've been separated for...
2 years, a little over 2 years. But we've been divorced for, what, 4 months? 5 months?
That's funny how that works.
Yeah.
Well, it takes forever in the state of North Carolina. It's like an act of Congress.
Oh, yeah. You're in North Carolina. Okay.
I'm in North Carolina. So, yeah, you've got to be separated for 18 months. And before you can even file, you have to be out of... No, excuse me. I take that back. You have to be separated for a year. It takes about 18 months to get divorced. So you have to be separated for a year. But we separated in August 2019.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't file till October. Because I thought, like... We could work it out.
Right.
And then, I thought me moving out of the house would change things, and it did not. That was
you
a big
moved
mistake.
Out?
I moved out. Mm-hmm.
So were you guys, now you're in your home with your three kids, were you there or were you in a different place?
I moved out into an apartment.
Oh.
And then he decided he didn't want the house. I could move back in the house and he was going to move out.
So
I moved out in August, and then he moved out of our house in November.
Oh, wow.
And I moved back into our house. So, yeah, so it took me till October to file.
Mm-hmm.
So then you've got to, so we had to wait till August, but then August came and went, and I still had this, like, we're going to work it out thing a year later. And so it took me till February of this year to file. So, I mean, I drug it out probably an extra 6 months.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I filed February. And then with COVID, everything just took twice as long.
Yeah, for sure.
So it didn't get finalized till May. And so I found out the last day of school that my divorce was finalized. So I sat in my office and sobbed.
Aww.
On the last day of school.
Aww,
I was like, but then, you know, then you move on. So.
Well, because we talked about Beth's divorce. And how
I was so, like, jealous.
The super amicable.
I still cried.
Friends.
I know. It's still hard.
But I remember talking to you about Beth's divorce, and you were like, oh my God, mine was like the exact opposite. I've heard that a lot, actually. Mm-hmm. People are like, I wish I had Beth's divorce.
I mean, it was and it wasn't, right? Like, I think in my sense, I didn't want the divorce. Right?
Okay.
I was going to ask you how, like, when you said you were thinking you could make it work.
Yeah.
I know there's probably women listening who are in that same state.
Yeah.
Where they're trying, like, what is it that happened that made you realize I can do this on my own and I'm not going to
do this? I just got tired of waiting.
Like for him to come around?
For things to change, yeah.
Mm.
So it just was a very emotionally unhealthy place to be.
Yeah.
You know, so like, living in this world of wanting something but not seeing it happening.
Yeah.
And it was hard on the kids. Like, I think for them, they needed to move on. Like, Lauren still won't talk about it. Like, when we were at the orthodontist having a... Dylan just got braces, and we were doing the consult. You know, they're asking about, like, houses and, like, addresses. And I was like, well, we're divorced. And I thought Lauren was going to, like, crawl into a hole and die because I said the word divorce. Like, she can't handle it.
She's 12.
She's 12.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
So was it
another subject?
So it was his idea to get divorced. Like, no. He came to you, or no. You came to him?
He never wanted a divorce.
Okay, oh. This is really interesting.
I'm trying to be like, not like put it all out there, but.
But that's very confusing.
It is.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So explain to us what happened.
Trying not to get myself in trouble. We have a very good relationship for the most part. Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
So we co-parent. He is we're still in each other's lives very much.
It seems that way. A lot. Yeah, like when I talk to you guys.
Spent most of today together with the kids. And I think it all depends on, like, me, if I hate him that day.
Yeah.
Whether we get along.
Sure.
But, you know, so I don't want to, like, step on toes. But there were some poor decisions made on his part.
Okay.
Put it that way.
Yeah.
And that kind of put me in a position where I had to make a decision.
I see.
About moving forward. I felt like my family had been ripped out of from underneath me.
Yeah.
And so I had a hard time letting go of that.
Angry.
Very angry. Like, you go through those 7 stages of grief, and, like, they're no joke, because you're like, oh, you wake up one day and you're like, I got this, and the next day you're plotting his death, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, this other person's death, and, like, you're going to run them over with a car and pay for a billboard and, you know, all the crazy things you see on Snapped.
Right.
So, you know.
You can think it, girl. Just don't do it.
Yeah.
Close a couple times.
Yes.
You know, but in my mind, you know, I'm not a quitter, right? So, like, I'm like, I'm a fixer. I'm a fixer. Oh, like, how can I fix this? How can I make this right?
Yeah.
What can I do better? How can I be better? You know, and it's like, it wasn't really, I think I had to come to terms with it really wasn't about me.
Mm-hmm.
And fixing things. And I think I just finally realized that I needed to start, for my own sake, moving on.
Like, accepting, like, what the reality was for you.
And I needed, for me, I needed to, so the reason I finally filed for divorce, for me, I needed to close that chapter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that chapter was written for me. And I was living in a chapter that was miserable and painful and not healthy, and not productive, and not good for my kids. So
how's your marriage, though?
Rocky.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, right.
Like, I would say rocky from the get-go.
Okay.
You know, but I still believe he's my person. Which is, I think, the
weird
thing.
Like, he's the person that you chose to have children with.
Yeah.
Like,
a
family with. Because you never get rid of that person.
I think there will always be a part of me that wants it to work out. Always. Like, I don't know that I will ever not feel that way. That is so,
like, everyone loves Rob and I's relationship, and I know that I speak for both of us when I say, never again.
Like, never get married again, or never,
like,
be with him again?
We're never coming back together as husband and wife again, is what I mean.
Sure.
It's like, there's no, like, oh, I wish that had worked out. It's more like, it worked until it didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And part of me wishes I had that perspective, like, felt that way, you know?
Yeah.
We compartmentalized our marriage and our family.
And I think
so our marriage
too.
Is done, but we're never not going to be a family.
Yeah. Because you guys still, like, do holidays and stuff together.
Yep. Yeah.
And do you guys?
We do too.
You do too. Okay. Yeah. Because he was just, did he go with you guys to the train museum a couple weekends ago?
Yeah. He was there last weekend.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's great that you guys can still be in each other's lives.
Yeah.
And
you know? He has the kids for Thanksgiving, and they're going to come to Florida with me.
Okay.
So we'll drive down there, and then we always spend Christmas together, and, like, that's a big deal to Dylan, who's my 14-year-old, like, Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, not spending Christmas together, I think, would be devastating to him.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, okay, I'm going to just put this question out there.
Yeah.
I have 4 kids. I love them. My youngest is 10. Prefacing everything. Have you gotten to the point, or do you ever feel like, maybe this year we cannot spend Christmas all together?
Yes.
Okay.
I do feel that way, but I think selfishly, right? Because for me, I still have a lot of emotional attachments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, for me, and see, what we do is we have a very specific tradition, right? So, like, we do Christmas Eve.
Yes.
We go to
like,
church.
Like, why did we have to be such a great family?
Yeah, and then we do, like... We
our
get
traditions
Chinese
are not conducive
food, right?
to divorce.
Yeah, we get Chinese food, and then in the morning, they get up early and open their stockings, but they can't get into the presents, and then I make breakfast, and we sit and have breakfast together, and then we do presents, and then we go over to my sister-in-law's house with his entire family is there, you know? And so it's like, we have Christmas till noon, and then noon to 9 o'clock at night, we're at my sister-in-law's.
Yeah.
And it's like,
why am I still doing this?
Yeah, but I'm like, maybe I don't go to this, my sister-in-law's.
I don't, I would not. I have not spoken nor talked to or been reached out to. I haven't seen, spoken to his family since we got divorced. And it's sad because I love them.
Closer to his family than mine.
I love them to bits. So they're really great. But I just, you know, our marriage ended the way it did. And he needed his family. And so whatever he told them, they can believe. It's not true. And you know what I mean. Yeah, I wasn't gonna take. I wasn't gonna try to fight him for his own family.
Oh, yeah, see, I did.
When they said choose your battles, you were like, "Oh, I'm gonna pick everyone."
I don't know how to choose battles. Yeah.
But the reason I asked that is because we spend Thanksgiving and Christmas together.
Now, Thanksgiving we didn't last year. I went to Florida. He went to Virginia with the kids.
I wanted to go. Okay, listen. I don't want to go anywhere. I want to just stay in my house.
Yeah.
And eat appetizers all day alone.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing.
And if it's not your week, fuck it.
It's not.
My week, like, I really want to go up in a cabin in Asheville and lock myself in and Netflix and watch wine.
Did? Yes. Well, I did it, but you can't watch Netflix because there's no fucking internet. Like, it was great.
Yeah.
But give me a fucking... Give me the TV.
Yeah, because you were like in a like a
I was whole in nowhere way, land.
Right? Yeah. Like you were like in the woods.
It was so great though.
You were like it's like a writer's retreat for you. That's what it was.
So like last Thanksgiving was probably the first holiday I've spent by myself. Like, and I went to Florida. Well, not by myself. I went to Florida where I grew up.
Okay.
See, I would go to see my family, but then I'm also like, I really just want to, like you said. Let me just tell you what this motherfucker said this evening while we were sitting here before everybody started recording. Okay.
Yes.
You think I forgot?
Oh, me?
Yeah,
go ahead. Motherfucker. Wow. I'm gonna sit up and prepare myself.
Get your.
Do I need to take my shoes off and my earrings?
You were talking about it taking forever to set up the podcast. And Brianna was like, I'm getting paid by the hour, right?
Yeah.
I said, no one's getting paid. And she's like, well, I can think of better things to be doing. And I was like, excuse me. What is better than this?
Hallmark movies.
Well, obsessed. She named it and she's not wrong.
Nope, I'm obsessed. It's what I've done since, October 25th when they began or whatever the day was.
My kids know. I can't watch that shit.
Dylan's like, no, these are the worst.
I've never seen one Hallmark
movie. Okay, and that's, I was like that up until last year.
Yeah.
And now I want to move to a little country.
Yeah. Okay, listen. New England?
A country place in New England with snow.
Okay, listen.
You're in love with the store owner's son.
I want to fall in love with the DJ in, I want Northern Exposure to be my life.
No, I want Gilmore Girls.
Yes, me too. That's exactly what
I want to live in Stars Hollow.
I'm 100 fucking years old.
I remember Northern Exposure. Northern Exposure. Yeah. My parents used to watch Northern Exposure.
Yes, I loved it. Speaking of, it is really nice to be in a room and not be the oldest. Not going to lie.
I am now.
But I by about 6 months.
I've been the oldest for a while now.
Yeah, well, you know.
And I used to be the youngest, and I still remember that person, and I really haven't matured much past that person.
You know, y'all enjoy me. Don't lie. You enjoy this 36-year-old ass.
So all day I've been catching up on the podcast. Jessie was talking about 9/11 when she was 16. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
16. I had a job.
I was like, I was teaching school at 23.
Yeah.
I was like, damn it, she is.
Well, though, you're divorced, right? Maybe you see guys. I don't know. Whatever. All I have to say is, have you dated someone younger than you yet?
She hasn't dated at all. And that's what I want to talk about.
I have, actually.
Girl. Wait, are you answering her question or my question?
I thought you had not.
I have. And no, I have not. How much younger? Like a year. I was engaged to like a guy that was 6 years younger.
When were you engaged?
Before I met my husband.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was like, hold on.
Last week.
I know. Don't give me that.
Surprise, ladies.
I'm just saying.
There's a wedding tomorrow. Bring a gift.
I know.
I'll just bring myself because I'm fucking delight.
Here's my Venmo.
That's the new thing. When you drive down the road, you see.
Oh my God, yes!
Stacy's bachelorette party, yes. buy her a drink, and they have their Venmo account.
Dude, isn't that nuts?
And I'm like, you know how many creepers? Genius. I don't fucking care. That's genius. Yeah.
Or like, I just got married. We just got married. Here's our Venmo.
That's genius.
Yeah.
I mean, even if we made 20 bucks, I mean.
Right? It's fucking
amazing. I could value size at McDonald's.
There's definitely a difference when you're hanging out with someone that's 6 years younger than you, and you are watching, let's say, The Lost Boys.
What?
For the first time.
I've never seen that.
All right. Oh, fuck. God damn it.
It scared me. Those movies scare me. Jaws scarred me for life.
You are much younger than I am.
I'm not. I'm 6 months younger.
It's young enough.
Your birthday, you said your birthday, right? Because I know that from the podcast.
The 22nd, it's 1976.
I'm May 77, so literally like 7 months.
I'm basically your mom.
Basically. I mean, pretty close.
I have a cousin, Carrot. Okay, go.
So we're not glossing over this. So I want to know about your dating slash sex life since you've been divorced or
separated. Jesse, you're such a creeper.
I want to hear all about it.
I feel like I'm in the hot seat.
Because your son seems to think that this whole podcast is about my sex life.
No, so make it about mine. Great, because he swears he's going to listen. He's like,
why would he think that?
I don't know. He's best friends with my son, who apparently told him that all I do on this podcast is talk about my sex life.
Because I said, guess what I'm doing Saturday.
Why does he think that?
I have no idea.
I don't know. So I was like, I'm going to be on Miss Jessie's podcast. He's like, that's awesome. I'm going to listen. I was like, no, the fuck you're not. And he's like, Miss Jessie, all she talks about is her sex life. And I was like, no, she doesn't. No. I've not heard. And because I know Ranko, that's weird. Like,
yeah, it's so weird.
He's super hot, though.
For Beth. Beth loves to talk about it.
He's
really hot.
He's super hot.
The last time I said super hot to someone, my husband didn't talk to me for like a week.
What?
Oh my god. Apparently I drank a lot at some cheerleading party for Lauren.
Oh my god.
Like when I said so hot. So Lauren, when she was like four.
That's gotta go on a shirt.
When Lauren was four or five, she cheered Charlotte All-Stars. And it's the cutest thing. And so all the moms, we all got together with all the girls and the husbands.
Oh my God. Yeah.
At one of the, you know, friends, one of the moms' houses. And I drank like 2, 3, 4 bottles of wine. But I don't know. And I was like, Ashley, your husband is so hot.
Oh my God.
And all I remember is laying in the car driving home and Buddy hitting every fucking bump he could find.
Of course.
I'm like, oh my God. And my kids are in the back seat. And he was so fucking mad. First, he was mad because I was talking about how hot some other lady's husband was.
Oh, whatever.
And then he's mad because I was obliterated in front of our children.
Oh my God.
Which again, was the last time.
Yes. No, I definitely came home a few weekends ago.
But yeah, that was.
I definitely did not realize that when you take Adderall, even if you take it at 7:30 in the morning and then drink later in the evening, you get super fucked up really fast. I didn't realize this until Caroline was there. Went out, had 2 beers. 2 beers.
That's it?
But I think that's a fucking Adderall because I have a high. Look, I've had like 3 of these drinks and I'm fine. 3. I'm fine.
When did you make another one?
Well, you weren't looking. But I fucking came home, stumbled through the door, could barely talk, could barely speak.
God.
I think Jack was definitely trying to speak to me at that time, and I was just like, yeah. Walked into my bedroom.
Some of our finer moments.
Fell asleep and vomited all over myself in my sleep, thought I was dreaming it, and Anna, my sister-in-law, walks in,
finds me
vomiting on myself while I'm sleeping, rolls me on my side to when I have one of those Jim Morrison deaths, you know, those terrible things, and then...
Could you imagine being like a stay-at-home mom, no one knows? I'm gonna write your obituary, and I'm gonna be like, she died just like Jim Morrison, and it's gonna get put around the globe. Before you know it, you're going to be like his illegitimate daughter.
So terrible. They rolled me on my side so I wouldn't choke on my own vomit. I have no memory of this whatsoever. It was horrific.
Yeah, I remember every fucking thing, though. Oh my God. Was the worst. Buddy didn't talk to me for, I think, like 3 or 4 days. Oh my God. No joke.
Guys are so sensitive.
No, I hate that passive-aggressive shit, though. I really fucking do, man. It's like, just talk to me. Let's work it out. Stop being a fucking baby.
See, I'm a fighter.
Yeah.
And he is not. But see, that's how Dylan is and Lauren.
God, but it's like different. There's a difference between like being a fighter and just being a fucking adult and working
out. Not like fighter, like I'm going to beat your ass. Like, I'm not like, no, put it on the table. Let's
exactly.
Just, let's
right.
Hash
that's
it
what
out.
I'm saying. Like, that's great. Like,
I mean, I might throw something, but that's
well, you
a
know,
different
that's
story.
That's okay. That's okay. But yeah, I cannot not. Stand, like, passive aggression. It fucking drives
we
me crazy.
We are not promoting physical violence.
No.
We are a little.
Girl, I am not. My name is Elizabeth Young. I'm going to use my legal name. Elizabeth Young does not endorse this statement.
So I wanted to tell you
about how you got physically violent with someone.
Oh
wow, once?
I've done that, yeah. But I haven't
really.
Tell, yes,
you've been in a fight.
Oh my god! So before,
what?
Like,
oh,
okay,
I
guys,
got it.
Yeah. Okay. So before you knew me a long time ago, I had very bad emotional issues all through high school, all through my early adult life, like extreme, because I was fucking not diagnosed with anything, mm-hmm. right? And so I was working through like depression and anxiety and anger, but it all like came up and filtered to the top as anger.
Yeah.
So like anytime I would get upset or anxious or felt really shitty, it would just come up as anger. And I, like, one time we were in community college and we were hanging out at this coffee
we're
shop.
Community college
oh,
age?
Oh, yeah, let's go. Yeah, so we went to fucking community college. And we
just,
were hanging out
like,
at this.
Like, that's an adult.
Yeah, I know.
I was expecting a middle school story.
No, listen to this shit.
I'm listening.
Because, look, so we were hanging out at the coffee shop with all of our friends from college. And we were all just
community
hanging out.
Community college.
And... What's wrong with community
She's
college?
She's so invested in this story right now. Please
just
let her
listen.
Finish.
Just listen. And one of our friends brought a friend.
You're going to make me snort.
And she was sitting across from Ranko. There were like two little couches.
Oh,
and
girl,
she was
I already
want to
fight her.
What?
Dude.
What? Okay, so no.
I
so
didn't
she,
know Ranko was there.
Okay, so Ranko.
I'm prepared to be
wrong. Yes. So we're hanging out. This girl sitting across from Ranko. He's telling some story. She's laughing way too hard. And then she puts her
hand
on his knee.
Yes, I knew it.
And I would have beat her senseless.
Okay, I looked over and I
What's
looked
her name?
Over
What's
at her
name?
And I said...
Yeah, what is her name?
I said, what the fuck is your problem?
Oh.
And Ranko, who's non-confrontational, he is so, and he's so embarrassed by this shit, gets really fucking embarrassed. And I'm like red in the face, ready to fight this girl.
Okay,
right?
Were you guys officially dating?
We were engaged.
They've been
I
together
think.
Since they were fetuses,
yeah,
Brianna.
We've been together since I was 17. So we've been together
okay,
for a while.
Okay, man, it's going to be in college, it's going to be 18.
This could be like an advanced
no,
placement.
This could be 17 and a half. I
one
don't know.
Time, I got in a fist fight with both my sisters at the same time. And I think we threw like
with
potted plants and flour and like punched each other. And like, yeah, I was in a bad way for a really long time.
I don't think I've ever had a fist fight with my sisters.
Have you ever had a fist fight ever?
No.
Really?
But I've had people want a fist fight.
Oh, I've had a fucking fist fight.
But I've never thought. I have dreams about it and I'm so weak. Like, I'm terrified of fighting. But I feel like if it was a matter of my kids or myself, like someone's gonna die.
No, I definitely was just a little. I was a very angry, sad little person.
Aww.
I did not have any control over my emotions, and my serotonin levels were all fucked up. And I just didn't have any control over who I was or what I was doing until
yeah. But Brianna and I have confirmed.
Yeah.
That we would have also beat the shit out of that girl.
Yeah, right. Well, that's fucked up.
I never confirmed that.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
I didn't. I said I knew she put her hand on the knee.
You knew it exactly.
Yeah,
she
but I guess I felt like that was you being like, yeah, girl, I understand. Let's go.
Wow, I'm one of those, like, I have a really loud bark, but my bite is a little
oh, no.
I mean, if it was up to my kid, like, yeah, like, I'll fuck you up.
You will not find the bodies.
No. But I did want to tell you about the story that I have, something that happened
to me. That wasn't the story?
No, that wasn't the story.
No.
We just did a whole squirrel moment. And so, squirrel!
This is not the highest rated episode we've ever done, I don't know what.
Well, yeah, let's see what the numbers say. Beth.
My volumes are so high. By the way.
All of yours are always high. Yours are the highest always.
That is true. When I'm listening to you guys, I do. When Beth starts talking, I have to turn it down. And when Jesse told me to turn it down,
I'll just adjust the levels. Yeah. Okay.
Listen.
So I had my follow
up. It's the laugh.
I had my follow-up for my appointment for my surgery, because y'all know I got my bladder surgery done, so I got my bladder tacked up.
Did you have your follow-up?
I had my follow-up. But no. Guess what?
Did Ranko have his follow-up?
Oh, girl. He had his follow-up a month ago.
That was the last episode I was on.
Yes. Always. Yes. He had his follow-up this morning.
Always. Oh, wow.
Jack, I stand corrected. You are correct. Your mother's talking about her sex life.
Anytime he can slip it in. We made a deal.
Oh, my God.
We made a deal. I told him, I said, I cannot be responsible for anything else in my life. Our sex life is your responsibility. Ask me and I'll do it.
You are going to live to regret that. He's just going to roll you over at 3 a.m. and slip it in.
Oh, he does. He wakes me up in the morning. He's like, let's just do it real fast.
I love morning sex.
Oh, my God. I just fucking hate it.
I love it
because it's the beginning of the day, and yes, he's so nice for the whole rest of the day.
You're all perky and happy.
Yes.
Let me brush my teeth first.
No.
They're going to get nasty anyways.
Yeah, no. But, okay. Hold on, squirrel. Look, squirrel. Let me tell you about my story.
See you on store next time.
I had my follow-up.
Oh, right. I was like, what were we talking about?
But I had my follow-up and I was on my period.
Oh.
That's nasty.
She had to do a vaginal exam.
That's her problem.
Oh, my God. It was awful. She's like, but here's the thing. So she,
it's just period blood.
But look, it's so awful. That's her fucking job.
Okay. Was it awful for you or for her?
For me.
Oh, so you felt bad.
I was embarrassed.
You felt bad for being a lady.
She had to put down like two extra like layers of gauze under my bag.
It was a woman that did it.
It was a woman, of course. But like,
she doesn't give a shit.
She told me that. But still, when you're sitting there and you're like, wow, she's up in your hoo-ha and you're like bleeding everywhere. And there's like there's two levels of gauze underneath you because of how much you're bleeding. It's like embarrassing. No, but she did say that.
You need to get over that.
She listened to the podcast because
Shut up!
Yes! I'm kidding. Because she said that she, because of the last visit that we had, I told her all about it and she loved it. And I told her that I was going to talk to our listeners about the follow-up and about how fucking life-changing bladder surgery is and how it's fucking phenomenal.
Do you not pee anymore?
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
I don't pee when I cough. I don't pee when I laugh. I don't pee when I stand up. It's fucking ridiculous how amazing
it is. I don't pee on myself after I've peed.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
That's crazy.
It's amazing. It's life-changing. It's amazing. But let me tell you how much it costs.
No.
So we got our itemized bill in the mail. $51,000.
But it's covered by insurance.
I mean, yes. It is. We're willing to pay
insanity,
a little bit of that. But still, $51,000.
That's crazy.
Do you want to know how much it costs to rip a cat's teeth out because they're rotten?
Oh my God.
And segue.
Yeah. $2,000.
Okay, so listeners here, I have to make an announcement. Beth is a certified cat midwife.
Yes. Oh my God, it's
right.
So yes, I want to know
if the cats have been born.
I want to hear all about it. So tell us
Let me tell you about it.
Us about your midwifery experience.
So I'm sitting on the couch.
Okay.
Watching TV and eating Halloween candy.
Yes, of course. Alone. Yes.
Are they Halloween babies?
No.
Scorpios.
November 2nd. Yeah, they're Scorpios.
Fucking Scorpios. Mm. My ex is a Scorpio.
What a turd.
For real. So tell us.
Okay, so I'm sitting on the couch doing whatever, right?
Okay.
I'm watching TV. And I see her walking around and she looks weird. Like
what do you mean?
Like she's walking real slow and all hunched over, like she's in pain. Yeah. And I'm like, something's different. And so I feel like your mom. I totally picked her up and like put her on her back and looked. And I'm like, your mucus plug's gone.
I know. Was it like everywhere?
It was just like all mucusy down there.
Oh, no.
Nasty.
I know. Did you put on gloves?
I didn't, because I didn't know that was going to happen. Anyway, I didn't touch it. I just looked at it.
Okay.
So anyway.
Yeah, but what happened to it?
Well, she ate it.
Oh, my God.
No. That's what I'm getting to, you guys.
Okay.
Fucking operation do you have going down in your house?
You're the kind of midwife that makes their patients eat placenta.
Basically, I just watched her birth five kittens. Well, I watched her birth two kittens.
So what did she do? So, like, did you put her in a box?
I put her in a box.
Okay.
And then she, like, made circles as she tried to literally sounds like poop out this kitten.
Okay.
This kitten comes out, and then she starts eating the membrane around it, which is disgusting.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I was... I'm video... I'm videoing this for my sisters. It's like a fucking live birth for my sisters. They couldn't believe it. And I'm videoing it, and I get real close, and she is, like, eating the placenta from the first kitten. Like, it's the best steak she's ever had in her life. Yeah. And I'm like,
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And then she, like, birthed one more, and then I was kind of tired.
Did you lay down and take it from her?
It was like 2 o'clock at night.
Kitty, you're on your own.
She was so quiet. She had no need anything. Yeah, I was like, I'm pretty sure you know what she's
like. One of those Scientology births where you're not allowed to say
it's like, let me get invasive and video you giving birth to a kitten. Like, right in your face with the flash, all of it.
Kitty patch.
I can't imagine the videos. It's like me, like, oh, this is ill. This is so magical. Look, ew.
Oh my God. So what time was it at this point? Like nighttime?
11.
Oh, so it's late.
It was late. And so she had two babies without my help. And I said, girl, I'm going to bed. So I went to bed and I woke up to three more kittens.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
So five total. Two gingers, one gray, and two calicos.
Oh.
They're adorable.
Yeah.
Oh my God. They're so cute.
So where are they now? Like,
they're in my daughter's bed. Like, she's literally babysitting them this evening for me. They sleep in her room when she's there. And they have a nice clean box.
That's what I was going to ask. So
mom has a nice clean box, a litter box, and food in Mary Jane's room. And her and her baby stay in the box. Aww. But Mary Jane's also made a nest on her bed so they can all be together.
That's so sweet.
That sounds like Lauren.
Yeah, definitely.
And they... God, they're just the cutest things.
Yeah.
And she'll, oh my God, it was hilarious. So she'll leave them in a pile sleeping sometimes.
Okay.
And the first time she did that, I'm like, oh my God, is she abandoning her babies? I'm like, I can't afford to feed these. You need to do this.
Like, you need to step up. You did.
Yeah. I'm like, So I, like, start touching the babies, and they start whining, and she gets back in the box and looks at me like,
bitch,
I just got them to sleep, you motherfucker.
Bitch.
Oh, my God. She got into a huge fight with my other two cats.
Oh, no.
Because she's protecting her babies, but she was just, it was fur flying everywhere.
Oh, my God, really?
And I chased her up the stairs, and she's at the top of the stairs, and I'm walking up the steps trying to get to her, and she's growling at me.
Oh, I'm
like,
wow.
Like, she can understand midwife, me. Bitch. I'm like, girl, you could have birthed those babies in the cold.
Exactly.
Go take care of your children, ho.
I've tried to get you a nice little clean abortion. And
I did try. It's my own fault. I mean, she's like, that was, I don't know, maybe you haven't gotten to that episode.
Oh, I'm on that episode. You did the right thing. You made the right decision.
The kitty abortion.
No kitty abortion.
I put that in the title and I was like,
no, that would have been.
He's going to hate us.
I'm not sure I would have gone to that one. Skip.
Halloween, kitty abortion.
Lauren, so it was on. So it came on when Lauren got in the car today and she's like, Mom, they said the F word. And I was like, yeah, that's Miss Jessie.
Yes.
Then she's like, did she have the cats yet? Like, what's going on? And I was like, Lauren, I don't know. This was like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So she'll be very happy now because we have two cats and they're siblings. And one is amazing and one is a total asshole.
Yeah.
One's going to start living outside if it doesn't stay out of my Christmas tree, which is up, by the way.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
So you are like a lover of all things Christmas.
All things Christmas. To me, like, Christmas starts November 1 and ends January 31st. Or December 31st. So.
Okay.
And then we just break for Thanksgiving.
So do you have a real tree or a fake tree?
It's fake.
Okay. So so fake
real
is
tree right now would be very ambitious. I would be very impressed if you could keep a real tree alive.
Or
that
even
long.
Find one because they're not even...
You could cut it down yourself.
I could.
Can we not? Are they not around?
No, nobody has them. They're not going to have them till like another couple weeks.
Oh, okay, I thought it was like turkeys. Like, they're saying turkeys are like, there's not going to be.
No, they did say Christmas trees are going to be scarce this year. Though.
Of course they are.
I have one.
You know what? Let's just talk about it. Listen, Christmas trees are nice, but are we all? We'll live without them.
No,
we won't.
No, we won't.
I don't know who you are.
Christmas tree.
You are correct. We cannot be friends.
We need a Christmas tree. No.
I need all the things Christmas.
I don't watch Hallmark movies, but I know that.
Okay. Speaking of ridiculousness, so I opened my fridge today.
Okay.
What was how many bottles of coffee creamer do you think are in my fridge?
Five.
Seven.
Oh my gosh, why?
Why? So I told Buddy that and he's like, I think you have a problem. I did like need to get help for
like
that.
A Christmas pepperminty
one? Well, I have one of those. I have like
so it's an assortment.
Three peppermint spice. I've got like
peppermint spice?
I mean, oh my god, pumpkin spice. I'm usually in bed,
so this is going to end
4 hours ago.
I'm not going to lie, listeners, because I got six kids at my house.
Yes, and I still have to upload this thing and make sure that it's all ready and packaged up for tomorrow.
It is going to, like, somebody's going to be in trouble about this one, but I don't care.
Who's going to be in trouble?
I don't know.
Nobody's going to be in trouble.
It's a mystery.
We're amazing.
Caroline, she pointed to herself.
Well, no. Okay, so before we wrap this up then.
Yes.
Let's talk about our boys for a second.
Oh, my God.
Because that's how this whole thing, me coming on here, started.
Tell them about the last weekend. Okay. So last weekend, Ranko and I took the little kids to Asheville.
Yeah.
And my parents, months ago, were like, let's do this Halloween thing. It looks super fun. We're like, yeah, that's cool, whatever. So it's like a Halloween festival. By the way, it was super it was really shitty. And the whole trip was kind of just like blow me. But like it was just terrible. But like
let's not be honest about it.
But Jack was like, I am not going to the stupid kitty Halloween thing. I will find alternate plans. And I was like, fine, go ahead, find plans. I'm not making plans for you. If you don't want to go, figure it out yourself.
Yeah.
Like 2 days before we're supposed to go. He's like, okay, I think I'm going to go to Dylan's. And I was like, well, okay, I need to talk to Brianna. And so he ends up going to Dylan's, her oldest, for the weekend while we're up in Asheville. So I'm constantly like checking in like, hey, you know, how's he doing? Is he okay? You know, whatever. Just like checking in, trying to be, you know, try to pretend like I'm a good parent, that I care. It's just really nice that he's not with us.
Emphasis on pretend.
Yeah. So, Brianna, she tells me on Sunday, on her way home.
I mean, Jack is always, like, at my house, is, like, the model 12-year-old.
Oh,
right?
That's great. Okay, so good. Good to hear.
He didn't eat my dinner. I was a little offended about that.
He
must not have liked it. But he was polite about it, so I was like, oh, you're going to starve.
Yeah.
So Sunday we had planned to go to Spencer and do the whole like Halloween train ride, right? So I was like, Jack, it's what you get to do. And he said he was excited because he said Lucas was really into trains and had talked about doing it.
He is a liar.
Okay, well, speaking of that, so I was like, hey, I heard you don't want to go to Asheville. He goes, no, I wasn't allowed to go because Ben wanted to bring a friend.
That is a lie. Lie number two.
So anyways, we go to the train station. We could go to the train, get some dinner. We drop, you know, meet Ranko, drop off Jack, whatever. Everything's good. And I was like, Lauren, who will sell out her brother in a hot second, comes to me and is like, Mom, do you know why the fire alarm went off last night? And I was like, was that real or did I dream that? Yeah,
while Jack was at their house.
Because about 3:30 in the morning, well, first, let me back up. About midnight, Lauren comes in and goes, Mom, the boys just left. They're going to walk around the neighborhood.
Oh, it's fucking midnight.
Right? So Dylan's from
Lauren.
Yes. I know. And I've been asleep for 2 hours now because in my house, when I go to bed, the internet shuts off. So they have no other choice but to go to bed.
Couldn't even watch a movie or anything.
I shut that shit down.
Yes. Good for you, girl.
Internet, phones, all of it.
Yeah.
So Lauren comes in. Mom. I mean, I'm not kidding when I say I was probably woken up by a child every 30 fucking minutes.
Oh.
Dylan, can we watch a movie? Lauren, Dylan's doing this. Mom, will you turn on the internet? Mom, Dylan's doing this. Yeah. I'm like, holy
fuck. I hate you all.
And I was like, oh my God. So midnight. And I call Dylan. I'm ready to just curse him out. I'm half asleep. No answer. It goes right to voicemail. So I call Jack. And Jack's like, hello?
Yeah.
And I was like, put Dylan on the phone.
I love how you called him.
I was like, get back here. Why the fuck?
Yeah.
And I said, fuck. Do you think it is appropriate to walk the neighborhood at 12:30 in the morning?
Right.
Come on, fine.
Yeah.
So I hear them come back
That's
in.
That's what Jack
would say. So there's really three boys over there. I had Jack
and the other Jack, the neighborhood Jack, and then Dylan.
Yep.
And so about 2:30, I wake up to the fire alarm. I thought I was dreaming, right? Yeah, so fast forward about 14 hours. Lauren's like, yeah, Mom. The boys, they were playing with a lighter. And they were spraying the deodorant can. I was like, what the fuck? So all I can see right now is Animal House in the fireball.
Right.
Wasn't it Animal House?
John Belushi.
Yes, and he lits the whole fraternity on fire.
Right.
I lose my shit on Dylan. Of course, Dylan's 14 and nothing's a big deal. He's like, what? I mean, nothing happened.
And it's all your fault.
He's so flippant with me.
Yeah.
And the worst thing you can
have. Have you gotten to the episode where I tell my son he's going to suck dick for drugs?
Oh, yeah. That was like episode 2. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure I got to that one. And I actually used that line at my middle school the other day. Yes.
We made it to the big time.
I did. That's a whole nother story. So hold on.
I know we got to wrap up. Middle school.
So anyway, so I literally, to make a long, very long story short, I absolutely lose my shit. And that's where my ex-husband's very good. He's very like calm and level-headed, and I'm like a fucking nutcase.
Mm-hmm. Right, me too.
And I text Jesse and I was like, well, Jack will never fucking spend the night here because Dylan's never allowed to have any sleepovers. And she's like, oh my God, what happened? So I told her. And I'm like, he could have lit my fucking house on fire. Oh, and I was so pissed.
Well, she was
and
like,
he's still like,
you said they were doing fireballs in their room, but I think they're drinking or something. I'm like, what's a fireball?
Like, yeah. So I'm like,
and then I talked to Rachel and he's like, I said, have you ever heard of this? And he's like, you mean like an aerosol can?
Yes.
Or you Dylan's like an aerosol can.
I mean, like oh nothing happened. God. I was like, the fire alarm went off. Like,
oh my God.
So anyway, so he's just like, it's not that big a deal. It's not that big a deal, Mom. Come on, bro.
That's what you want to punch him right now.
And I was like, I swear to God. And I looked at him and I was like, you take. Oh, and then, so this was like multiple days. And then he wanted to play PlayStation. I was like, no, you're done. There's no more PlayStation. I hate you. This is why I want to go to Daddy's. Daddy's is better. And this is where he likes to throw his dad up. And I'm like,
oh. Of course, right?
I was like, get your ass in the car. I'm taking you to your dad's. In the meanwhile, Buddy is at home with a pneumonia. It's 10 o'clock. It's Sunday night.
Oh, my God.
And I'm getting the fucking car.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I'm taking you to Daddy's. I don't want to go. I don't want to go to Daddy's. And I was like, huh. So I get in the car and I'm sitting there. I'm like, he's going to his dad's. And then,
oh my God, I'm reading through your text messages right now.
I got mad and I drove off and he texted me. He's like, why are you being so dramatic? And I was like, I'm going to fuck him
up. Your kid just said
that
to you? Okay.
So and then, so Buddy texts me and is like, what is going on? I was asleep and I feel awful. And Dylan said, please make mommy stop. And I was like,
oh my God.
I'm really going to fucking kill him. So needless to say, I've told him to take his PlayStation to his dad's and never bring it back to my house because his PlayStation is no longer welcome in my house.
Yes.
I was so fucking mad.
So the best
part. He will never have another sleepover.
The best part about this is that she was like, I'm going to take them both to the train museum with us today. She was like, here's what she said. They are going to hate life today, and I'm a little excited about it. And I was like,
because they were up till 4 o'clock in the morning.
And I said, I love you. I love you so much.
I woke them and the other Jack literally looked hungover. He came stumbling down the stairs, see where his shoes were. He was so tired.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is going to be the best day ever.
Yes.
Because they had to go to the train museum. And I thought that, I thought it would be miserable, but they actually both enjoyed it.
Of course.
Damn it.
I know.
But yeah, so apparently my son could have lit my entire house on fire, which I'm not sure I would have been so upset about because insurance would have paid.
Right.
And then I could have moved out of my crazy ass neighborhood. But I mean, the thought of maybe my kids being in danger, you know.
But it's just like the fact that they were like, this is totally a good
idea. It's not a big deal. Well, and it's not a big deal. Like, why are you overreacting? Nothing happened.
Oh my God.
Like,
right? Jack was like, well, she turned the internet off. What were we supposed to do? And I was like, are you fucking kidding
me? Holy shit.
Are you fucking kidding
me? That was the best thing AT&T ever did.
We did not have internet growing up. And guess what we did? Not set the house on fire.
Well, I don't know. We probably did try the fireball thing.
No. I mean, what?
Sounds fun.
Oh my God, no! We like gossiped and talked and had like in-depth conversations.
MASH.
Oh, I loved MASH.
Ew.
Or taking quizzes in the back of Cosmo or whatever, you know.
Oh, MASH. I thought you meant the TV show.
No. Oh, no.
No, Mansion, Apartment, Shack, or House.
Yeah, that I got you.
No. Yeah. Oh my God. I was so, so pissed off at Jack. Because he fucking knows better than to act like that at somebody else's house.
And, but the thing is, Dylan took the rap for it. So I never, he's like, I'm the only one that did it. And I was like, bullshit.
Right.
And but Jack, he took the rap for it. So I was like, okay, then you're going to take the consequence. But I was like, don't ever ask me to have another sleepover. I was like, you want to go to Jack's house? Burn their fucking house down. But it's not happening at my house.
He would love it because then he'd have to move.
Dylan is also probably, Dylan was also the one that was with him at the whole, with their life-threatening scenario at situation
at the mall when they got shot at, right? Yeah.
So every time I feel like she's talked about Jack and the shitty things he's done, my son has been a part of that. So Dylan's the one that sold him out about the girlfriend.
Yeah, I just want you to know, they are going to be friends forever, because today my son Harrison brought his friend Jacob over, who I've known since kindergarten.
Aww, and they have,
You
love that. No, Jack would be, he would love it if the house burned down, because he has made friends with kids who live in this very hoity-toity neighborhood right up the street. Uh-huh. And he's like, he had a sleep over there, and then I picked him up today, and he's like, oh, I wish we lived here. God, I love this neighborhood.
Get a job then, motherfucker. I'm
like, well, why don't you have your friends here? And he's like, no. And he's
they'll think we're poor.
Oh, my God.
No, they will not.
How is it that they're able to make us feel like complete shit about our lives? Like, and he's a fucking 12-year-old. And I wanted to cry. And I was like, oh, my God, am I the worst parent for moving him out?
No.
Like,
this is a blessing. I would die to have this backyard. Yeah,
my son.
It's beautiful, but he's like, it's not our house, it's the street, it's all the other houses, blah, blah, blah. They're all older. And, you know, so I don't fucking care, but obviously, you know, he's 12 and his image is everything, but he refuses to have friends over because he's so embarrassed. And I'm like, my God, I just feel like the worst parent ever, like the shittiest person. But I can't afford to fucking move into Springfield. How much of this house do you think I'll get? $700,000, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. At least. And, like, the parents that I met were, like, they were super nice, but, like, I almost felt like they were really nice to the poor person. Do you know what I mean?
I felt that when I was in my neighborhood. Right. Because I live in the townhomes in my neighborhood.
Right.
And then there's the whole houses, which are nice homes.
Right.
And I have my own reasons for living in a townhome. And I felt like they don't come to the townhome section for Halloween because it's where the poor people.
That's exactly how I felt. They were nice to me. But, like, I felt like, you know, they, like, live in one of those houses where their doors are, like double doors. And they're, like, real wood.
Like Dallas. You know what I
mean? Like, it's so...
Like, you feel like a butler should be opening the door.
100%.
Like, and Gilmore Girls.
I'm pretty sure everyone in Springfield does cocaine. I'm saying it.
And she
why are we not trick-or-treating there?
And they were super, super nice, but I definitely felt like... Okay, I'm out of my league here. But, like, should I feel like that? Like,
no, I don't want to live like that. No,
I would rather not live like that. That is somebody that is not living their best life.
Jack has some friends that he's made that their parents are super cool, and they're just, like, I guess whatever normal is, right? But then, like, he loves his friends out in Springfield, and they're all super wealthy. And I'm like, oh, my God, please don't.
There's nothing wrong with being wealthy. Absolutely nothing wrong with being wealthy.
No, of course not. And they were really nice people. But there's
something wrong with thinking because you're wealthy, you're better than someone else.
And I don't know if they... And that is probably me projecting my insecurities on them. Like, they were very nice people. But, like, I walked up and I was like, oh, my God. Like, I instantly felt bad about myself when I walked up to their house.
Well,
and, like, my dirty minivan.
I delivered DoorDash to Springfield once.
Oh, yeah.
That was amazing because the house was... phenomenal.
Right.
It was.
But they're the worst tippers.
Maze. I don't even remember, girl. I didn't need to do DoorDash. I did it for fun. I was bored. That's how rich I am.
Because I need to.
Just kidding. I do it because I'm poor. But the house was beautiful.
Yeah.
And she seemed like a nice lady.
Right.
But ever since I got divorced and moved into my townhome, I'm like, why do people want all that stuff?
Yeah. I have to clean it. No.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Lauren did that today, and she didn't mean to, but she was like, oh, I love this. I love these houses. It makes me sad. It makes me jealous because I wish we lived here. And I was like, okay, but you already say I work too much. Right. So if we lived here, I would be working that much more.
You'd never see me.
Yeah. Right. I was like, so, like, but the kids don't understand. Usually they don't those kids don't ever see their dads.
Right, exactly.
Because they're traveling for a living, they're CEOs, they're, you know, big business people.
Like, I could write a whole book about the drama behind that culture.
Right. Yeah, it's like they don't understand the dynamics behind it.
Right, exactly.
They just want to live in a house where they have a media room.
I mean, and this kid has, like, you know, he's, and I haven't met him yet.
I
just want
a basement to lock him in.
You know.
I've done that.
That would be
I amazing. Had that before I got divorced. I had the basement that I could lock.
Right.
Oh,
God. No.
I just want to be able to pee without kids coming in.
Girl. Oh, my God. This
they don't
a long
stop.
Time
Six, 17-year-old. No. I'm like, he'll walk right into my room. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm in the bathroom, just so you
they
know.
They don't care.
Yeah. No. They do not care.
They don't care.
No. No. If you do not close the door, there's, like, little fingers that go underneath the door. Mom!
Like spiders.
I told that today. I was
Dylan
like,
Dylan used to do that when we were having sex.
Oh my God! Please let me in!
You see the little fingers.
Right.
Have any of you woken up to one of your kids staring at you after you've done the deed because you didn't realize they were just standing there watching the whole time?
No.
That scared me.
I have not had that.
No, did you not lock your door? Did you not lock your door?
It was like 3 a.m.
Oh, so you'd like, they should be asleep.
Oh, hell, we couldn't do it then. We always had a baby, a kid in our bed.
Right. Oh, see, we never put kids in our bed ever.
Mm-mm. Oh, I sleep with Drew every night that he's with me.
Do you really still?
Eddie and I did that after Rob and I got divorced.
So how does, but what does he do with Buddy's?
I have a kid in my bed. He sleeps in Buddy's bed. He has his own bed. Wow. He does not sleep in it. But see, before him, it was Lauren. And Lauren will still sleep in my bed. Dylan will still has to sleep in my bed.
Yeah, oh.
So, like, we've always had a kid in our bed, which is probably part of our marital issues.
Yeah, we've never had that. We've never
small part.
That's all right. You are where you are now.
But I mean, now on my weeks because I get them every other Friday. So like I have a whole I have a whole week.
Yeah, but Cole, it's not like me because I'm a stay-at-home mom and they're with me all the time.
Yeah, no. No, I get a whole week
because Harrison's doing online school, so he's with you all day.
With the Scientologist. No, he actually goes to Rob's house.
Oh,
to do school.
Is it really with Scientologists?
So no, it's not.
That would be awesome.
It would be pretty great.
Yeah. I want
to
know.
No, he goes to do school at Rob's house, then he comes back to my house to do music, and then he goes and does all the picking up of people after school because Logan loves wrestling.
Oh, does he love it?
He loves it.
That's so great.
He loves it. That kid is, they work out to 80s rock.
Yes.
And that's all he plays around the house. And my life is just like, I've reached my full potential.
And Harrison's doing okay at online school?
Yeah, he's getting A's and B's.
Wow,
that's amazing.
Awesome.
Are you serious?
I'm totally serious.
That's awesome.
But now my daughter's getting an attitude.
Oh that's... Lord.
She's going to start her period soon, right?
She is. Mm-hmm. I knew when Lauren's was coming. Lauren got hers early.
How old was Lauren?
Old was she?
She was a month from her 11th birthday, so she was 10.
Mary Jane will be 13 in April.
And my shit.
Wow, that is
July
early.
9th.
I would have.
You remember the day?
Oh, that early? Fuck yeah.
Because she likes to prank you, and she's like, Mom, I think I'm in my period. And I was like, shut the fuck up. Like, no, you didn't. What? I wasn't home, and I was like, she's like, I swear, Mom. And I was like, oh my God, I'm on my way home. How am I not there? And then I was like, you're too fucking young.
That's really young.
I was like, our doctor said, you had another year. I had till 12.
The doctor said.
It was awful. And now it's like, oh my God. And now you know when it's coming.
Yeah.
And they say it's like once a month. I think it's like twice a month.
Yeah. Well, she just cries for no reason.
Yeah, it's coming. Yeah.
I know it's coming.
Oh.
But she's very petite.
Yeah.
And so she was feeling irritable.
Yeah.
And so I asked her before she went to school, I'm like, you've got stuff in your backpack, right? She's like, yeah.
Yeah. Right. But she's not want to go to school anymore, right? She wants to do online school.
Yeah. Well, that's because her dad said that she could do it at his house with her dog.
Isn't that so nice when the dad says something that has anything to talk to you about, right? Yeah, he just says it's cool. Yeah.
I'm going to make her go to school. I'm going to make her stay.
Yeah.
She started the school year wanting to do plays and all this stuff.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like, I'm not taking you out of school.
Socially, like, that destroyed my kids.
Me too.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, totally.
Like, I mean, it would be so much easier for me for them to do online school because in the mornings I have to take them across town
In
Charlotte, 25 minutes to drop them at their dad's before I even go to work. So it's like an hour process.
And where are you working again?
Out of middle school.
But, like, where? Like, it's far away, isn't it?
We'll leave it out of middle school in Charlotte.
But I thought, like... But, like, it's far.
Yes, it's
like, 20, so it's like the opposite direction of you.
Yes, it's 20-25 minutes from my
your house.
Yes.
So then you have to go 30 minutes in the other direction and then go another 30 minutes.
Correct. Okay. It's an hour. It's about an hour process.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at. Yeah, that fucking sucks. Yeah, that's why we moved to Fort Mill.
They won't. It was awful.
Yeah, yeah. Because there, so her kids are at Montessori where my kids were. So it doesn't matter where you live. If you get into the school, you get it. So, like,
you just don't get transportation. Right. So, like, exactly. I don't get transportation from my house because we're out of district.
Right.
We're out of the area.
Oh, my God.
Where their dad lives in the area, so they can ride the bus to and from.
See, I'm a little jealous. Like, I'm in a healthy marriage, but I really am jealous of the week off shit from your kids. Like,
I'm not gonna
that
lie.
Just sounds really
It's amazing.
Nice.
As much as I would love for my marriage to work out, I don't know that I'm willing to give up my week off.
That sounds so fucking nice.
I have the opposite statement to make.
Okay. It sounds so
I'm not
nice.
Going to say I love that my marriage didn't work out because I don't, but I love that I have this great co-parenting relationship.
Yeah.
And I also have a few days without my children. It's just.
I'm 24/7. Amazing. 24/7. Yeah. Ava's not sleeping, so I'm up with her at night, and then I work from home all day, and I'm with her all day. So it's 24/7 children. So it's just, and I haven't had a break. So yeah. Even when I did have a break, I had to watch somebody else's child. So it was just.
Yeah, like when I go to bed tonight,
yeah,
I have nothing to do tomorrow.
I have six children in my
house. Yeah, which is miserable.
Yes.
But I will say, though, on the weeks that I have them, it's hard as shit.
It is.
Yeah. Because it's a one-man show. Yeah, like, it's only you.
Yeah.
And I mean, their dad will do anything. Like, if I was like, I'm losing it, you got to come get them, he would do it. He is amazing in that sense. Like, he will do anything for those kids.
Yeah.
But those weeks on, like, I'm exhausted. But, like, 7:30, I'm like, I'm done. I'm putting Drew to bed. Bye.
I just get irritable.
Oh, yeah. And I get up, well, most mornings get up at 4:30 in the morning to go to the gym.
Oh, my God.
So, like, I'm up
at 4:30.
Yeah, Beth and I are not. We are anti-exercise.
I'm just
Well, I mean, look at me. It doesn't make a fucking difference because I eat a bowl of ice cream at night. I mean, I was telling Jesse, I was like, it's a really good thing that this isn't online because I look haggard. I haven't showered today.
No. Don't shower.
Oh, my God.
Me neither.
My fingernails are tight.
I did shower.
I showered for the first time in 7 days.
Fuck you, girl.
Yeah. All right. On that note, guys, we're going to wrap things up here.
This is, like, going to be a two-parter.
This is awesome. And not only that, I
think we recorded this week and then.
Oh, she did get out the dating question. She totally.
Oh, fuck that.
She squirreled it.
She squirreled it.
She did squirrel it.
Well, you'll just have to come back.
That's right. Well, we guys, but yeah, yes, we love y'all. Sex. And by the way, we were featured on Amazon Music as a featured podcast, and that's because of y'all and how many times you guys have downloaded
us. Oh my God, that was amazing.
And so we want to say thank you because when we saw that shit, that was like life-changing. It was ridiculous. Totally made our fucked up weeks. So
yes,
thank
keep
you
sharing.
So much. Yes, please.
Keep rating. Keep reviewing.
Yeah. Just tell your friends about us. Tell them how awesome we are. And yes, we it was super.
Or
really
your
cool.
enemies. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like I say, I like the good and the bad. Say whatever you want.
But really, we love you guys. So thank you so much for listening. And until next week, we'll see you then.
I don't know. I think we got 2 weeks worth in this one.
I know.
We'll see you later, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
Goodbye.
Bye.